A blessed day, brothers and sisters. May the grace of God abound in each and every one of us today. Amen. Now let us continue where we left off yesterday. Rocky ground could possibly reach to virtue as it sprung up, and then thorny ground could possibly reach to knowledge, the stature of knowledge. And these believers, brothers and sisters, could be with us for several years in our fellowships, in our gathering together. And then the brothers and sisters are thinking that they really were one of the saints. The brothers and sisters were thinking that these believers were genuine, but time came that they drew back. They will wither away, and drawing back, brothers and sisters, does not mean leaving the message. No, they will still profess that they are still in the message of God, yet their ministry or their services to God seems drifting away from being sincere and steadfast in the true doctrine of Christ, to complying their satisfaction, complying their satisfaction in the lust of the eyes, in the lust of the flesh. And you've seen yesterday the plainness of the scriptures we've read. The scriptures that were tied and laid for me were truly speaking completely and whole on our subject. Amen. Now, I know, brothers and sisters, that I have touched on a sensitive topic for you here about predestination, a subject that maybe would somehow contradict or oppose what you understand lately. But I am not forcing you to accept my understanding, no. But if you have time, please revisit the scripture that we are reading. And anyway, you have with you your pastors that God ordained, and may God bless us wherever we are. Amen. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. I will be using my ISV version because I like the terminology it uses. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7 in ISV says, "For this very reason, you must make every effort to supplement your faith with moral character, your moral character with knowledge, your knowledge with self-control, your self-control with endurance, and your endurance with godliness, and your godliness with brotherly kindness, and your brotherly kindness with love." Amen. Now, what is self-control or temperance? What is self-control or temperance? In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28, comparing the two versions of the scriptures, I will read first the King James Version and then the International Standard Version. In King James Version, Proverbs 25:28, "He that hath that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." Amen. And in ISV Version, Proverbs 25, verse 28, "Like a city without breach walls is a man without self-control." Amen. Now, in here, with these two Bible versions, self-control means ruling our own spirits. It means putting ourselves in total subjection to the truth. Amen. A man with self-control is like a city with a strong high wall. The enemy, the devil, can't penetrate easily. Amen. So self-control is badly needed in order not to wither away from the truth. Amen. In order to run the race we are threading into, we need to be temperate. We need to have self-control. We need to have self-control in order not to get lost, not to wither away. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 to 26. Everyone who enters an athletic contest, I am reading the International Standard Version. Everyone who enters an athletic contest practices self-control in everything. Amen. Again, everyone who enters an athletic contest practices self-control in everything. Amen. And I'll continue reading. They do it to win a wreath that withers away. They do it to win a wreath that withers away. Amen. But we run to win a prize that never fades. Verse 26, that is the way I run. Apostle Paul said, that is the way I run. With a clear goal in mind, that is the way I fight. Not like someone shadow boxing. Or in King James Version, not someone that is beating in the air. Amen. Now, when we receive the knowledge of the truth, brothers and sisters, God puts us into trials. God put us into circumstances, into suffering. Amen. And then, yeah, circumstances comes in, fiery trials set in, winds of doctrines come. Some of these doctrines will even bring to us extra things of this world. Amen. Attached to this extreme and nowhere to be find doctrines are money, silver, and gold. Yes, brothers and sisters. And so believers without self-control can be easily driven away by these things. Amen. And those believers with thorny grounds will really be driven away. Yes, brothers and sisters. In times of the trials of faith, we need self-control. And we also need endurance. Amen. These two are somewhat in continuation with one another. Self-control and endurance. The Bible said our suffering produces endurance. It is in suffering, it is in trials that endurance or patience is developed. Amen. And we need that endurance because it produces character. Amen. It produces character according to Apostle Paul in Romans 5 verse 3. Romans 5 verse 3 and 4. Yeah, Romans 5 verses 3 and 4. Not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Amen. Suffering produces endurance. And verse 4, endurance produces character. Endurance produces character. What character, brothers and sisters? Peter said, add to endurance godliness. And so godliness is a product of endurance. It is a character that is produced through endurance, right? Amen. Now, self-control and endurance are important in our walk with the truth. These are the holding factors that believers could not fall away from. Amen. These are the enabling characters that believers could not wither away from the truth. Amen. And these are the enabling conditions that plants could produce crops or could produce fruits. Amen. Now, Luke chapter 8, verse 15. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. Amen. And you can see here, brothers and sisters, that only those in good grounds, Luke chapter 8, verse 15. But the ones on the good soil are the people who hear the word. I am using the International Standard Version once again. But the ones on the good soil are the people who hear the word, but also hold on to it with good and honest hearts. With good and honest hearts, producing a crop through endurance. Producing what? Producing a crop. Producing a fruit that is through endurance. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now here, the Bible plainly said that it is from the good grounds, from the good soil, that would hold on and produce fruit through endurance. Amen. Add to knowledge self-control, to self-control endurance. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, those with thorny grounds will be lost in these levels. Self-control and endurance. Yes, they could not reach these levels. They could reach the portion of the stature which is knowledge of the truth, but they could not proceed to the next levels of self-control and endurance. Amen. Now, we can see in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. It's the scripture plainly says here, for the time will come when they will not endure. What is it, brothers and sisters? There will be time that will come that there will be believers that will not endure, that will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. Amen. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Amen. Can you see this, brothers and sisters? Can you see these believers mentioned? They will not endure sound doctrine, meaning they have been in sound doctrine once for a while. In many years, in several years, they have received the knowledge of the truth. They have been in the truth, but losing self-control and endurance, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, from self-control to endurance, to godliness, to brotherly kindness, and finally love, agape, those with good grounds are the only ones that will surpass. Amen. After all, as I have said, in the infinite mind of God, He was only interested in those with good grounds. He chose them, He predestinated them, He ordained their steps. And in the course of time, the Bible said, it is God who worketh in you. Who are that you? Those with good grounds. It is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen. Amen. Now remember, brothers and sisters, that true godliness can only be developed in genuine believers with good grounds. True. Brotherly kindness can only be developed in good grounds. Much more so with the stature which is agape. Amen. Believers with thorny grounds could only imitate or impersonate these statures. But only those predestined ones could really be transformed into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Others can impersonate, yes, like the ones we can read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Having a form, only a form of godliness, not a true godliness, but denying the power thereof. Yes, can you see that? And so, brothers and sisters, in summing up, we can see here that eternal security is still true and only true with those with good grounds. Eternal security is only true with the predestinated ones. Nobody can pluck them out from the hands of God. Amen. Amen. Once saved, always saved is true, but not to all grounds. It is only true with those with good grounds, with those the predestinated ones. Amen. The Bible said, many are called, but few are chosen. All the four grounds were sown with the seed word. They are all supposedly called, but those with good grounds are the only ones chosen before the foundation of the world. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, let me leave you the words of the Lord through Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 37, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 37 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 37 to 39. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38, Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Nothing in this world, brothers and sisters, nothing. There is no things in this world, nor in spiritual world, angels, principalities, powers, no. Things present, nor things to come, can separate us from the love of God. Amen. What a blessed hope, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. With this in mind, brethren, I do hope and I pray that nobody shall lose hope and doubt about eternal security. Do not turn and believe that you could be raptured because of your own righteousness. No. Because of your own works. No. Because of your own doings. No. Everything from the start to the end is by the grace of God. Everything is by the grace of God. Amen. We are really secured 100% in the mighty, yet graceful and loving arms of God our Father. Amen. Glory be to His name. Amen. Let us pray the closing prayer. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for unveiling your word to us, your counsel, your whole counsel, Lord. Truly, Lord, without you revealing it, we can never, ever understand and be strengthened with our walk with you. Thank you for laying your word in simplicity and in clarity such that we could understand. Oh, truly, you are good. Amen. We pray, Lord, that you continue with us despite our shortcomings. We pray that you tie us with you even in the coming days up until we will see our Lord face to face. Amen. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to fellowship around your word, even in this virtual meeting. May you bless each and every one that heareth your word in this platform continually. Your name be praised in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.